Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dennis Pepke. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Floyd. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alfitz Morris. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Alfitz Morris. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Bry. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nettles, who is chasing the ball. Patek reaches third base with a triple. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive off the glove of Braun, and into shallow left field. Otis reaches second base with a double. Patek scores. Shaw moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is walked intentionally. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella, who is chasing the ball. Carew reaches third base with a triple. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carew scores. Two outs. It's Royals, 1, Twins, 1. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pepke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd strikes out. Two outs. Alfitz Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmorris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Cardenas reaches second base with a double. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cardenas moves to third. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles takes first base on ball four. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nettles. The throw from Pepke and he is safe. Nettles steals second. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cardenas scores. Nettles moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella takes first base on ball 4. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bry. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Piniella moves to third. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepke hits a line drive into left field. Bry picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bry. Piniella scores. Oliver scores. Pepke moves to second. It's 3-2, Royals. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alfitz Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice is 0-for-1 in the game. Fitzmaurice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pepke scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun strikes out. Pepke drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Braun out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schall takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schall moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to home to get Schall. Piniella moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pepke hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott hits a pop-up towards third. Schall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tovar. Harrison reaches second base with a double. Steve Lueber now pitching. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0-for-2 in the game. Floyd hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harrison moves to third. One out. Al Fitzmaurice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fitzmaurice bunts towards third. Braun fields it and throws to home to get Harrison. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pepke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Carew hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Shaw is called out on strikes. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun hits a pop-up towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cardenas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-2 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pepke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Harrison hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Holt pinch hits for Phil Roof. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brant Alia pinch hits for Steve Lueber. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia takes first base on ball four. Rick Dempsey pinch runs for Brant Alia. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Floyd fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Rick Dempsey now catching. Bob Gebhard now pitching. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0-for-3 in the game. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun juggles the ball. That's an error on Braun. Fitzmaurice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fitzmaurice bunts towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Carew covering, for the out. Floyd moves to second. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Schall hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Carew hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-3 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.